is general public comment, and so please stay on topic. Jennifer Hege is first again, followed by Rita Evans, followed by Zach, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your last name, Subrin, and Brian Marabello, and then Harry Bernstein is last. Oh, and the last, okay, we'll get to that.
Is it all right if with you, because my phone's dying and Brian had to leave, so he gave me his piece.
Okay.
Okay, he was actually taking these words from the president of the Sunnyside Neighborhood Association and asked me to give them because he had to leave. So this is from Stephen Martin Pinto. When planning for this project, it is erroneous to assume that public transportation will be the favored mode of transportation for the residents of this project. More than ever, younger generations are choosing ride-sharing as the primary mode of transportation.
That's too bad.
While these individuals may not own cars, this doesn't mean they won't use cars. It is important to be aware that ride-sharing has caused an explosion of traffic in San Francisco, with some estimates of up to 160% increase in car miles driven since 2013. This traffic increase has widespread implications in San Francisco. It delays muni, it makes streets more dangerous for pedestrians and bicyclists, and it increases carbon emissions. Before we increase the number of units to maximum capacity, we must invest a solid transportation infrastructure plan. He says, BART and Muni in its current form is woefully inadequate. Before we increase the number of units, we must increase our transportation infrastructure radically. Thank you.
And then when it's Brian's turn, I'll speak.
Okay. Oh, but that was you with that last one. Okay, well, okay, I understand. Okay, you'll be Brian. Okay, Rita. Rita Evans. Everything okay outside?
I want to first say that a lot of us are very glad to see the community room sited on Lee. That is a huge local public benefit, and I'm very encouraged to see that. On the other hand, when we asked for 4 acres of open space, we were talking about parks and playgrounds. We weren't talking about walkways. Not even if you give them a cute name like Paseo. That's not a park or a playground. I know Art Agnos used to think that parking lot was an open space, but no, that's not what we were asking for. We were asking for 4 acres for parks and playgrounds, areas for recreation. I don't want to be too cynical about this entire process that I've been heavily involved in for 4 going on 5 years now, but I have to say it does appear to be a sham at times when we run into something like hearing that the draft environmental impact report will be issued right at the same time as different transportation studies and the City College Facilities Master Plan. It makes no sense at all to be generating that DEIR before the input that could be provided through those other documents. It's very, very discouraging to see the plan timeline. And I cannot imagine how a planner could actually back up an idea like this. I also would like to very much hear how many units of affordable units are funded at this time. The last I had heard, there was still a gap in funding, and I understand that sources of funds to fill that gap have pretty much dried up. If they're not available, what's going to happen with those units?
Okay. Zach?
My name is Zach Subin. I'm losing my voice. I live in Ocean View, and I just want to remind everyone we're in the middle of a historic housing crisis, and we need more housing, and we need it faster than we're getting it. And rather than building more parking, we should take advantage of the transit that's already here and encourage more transit and more biking and other alternatives to connect. And I just want to ask for people that have, for people that are making objections to be considerate of the fact that, most people in my generation and younger are being pushed out of the city unless they have parents to buy them a house, which is what is the only reason that I can live here. And we need more places in the city for people to live.
Okay. And now Brian, a.k.a.
So recognizing, and this is Jennifer. Recognizing the overdevelopment of jobs in the San Francisco Bay Area that has resulted in rising housing costs and an inadequate affordable housing supply, Sunnyside has been supportive of housing in the Balboa Reservoir that is affordable and makes sense for the area. In the previous EIR for the area, 500 units in the Balboa Reservoir was considered a maximum number the area could handle. However, since then, the environmental legislation has changed and doesn't take into account traffic and the existing gridlock around Frida Kahlo Way and Ocean Avenue at certain times of the day. I heard yet another horror story from an instructor living in Ingleside who drives equipment from Ingleside on the south side of Ocean to Judson, just on the north side of campus. And he said it's taken him 45 minutes to make that 1 to 2 block long drive. That's 45 minutes for the equivalent of just a few blocks. That's the status now before development. Many residents of Sunnyside have also experienced this gridlock driving south and have legitimate and real concerns about the length of time it's going to take them to reach workplaces and clients and the expected increase in emissions from idling. Our neighborhood businesses have concerns about access to the 9 or so preschools, daycare centers, and future parents with elementary school children will notice the problem when they want to drop them off at our 2 elementary schools on their way to work. The city approved a number of up to 1,100 units when they selected the Avalon Bay developers over the requests of adjoining neighborhoods for a proposal for less units. We do like you, but that's how it was. Our older neighborhoods have narrow roads, and limited street parking disappears when City College classes are in session. We are concerned that the new mayor may continue the mission creep, not the mission of providing better educational opportunities or services to the city, but of providing more and denser housing at the expense of the educational mission of City College.
I was going to say more, but I stopped.
That was good, thank you. Harry Bernstein, followed by Giovanna Guerrara. And then Fred Mulheim.
Hello, Harry Bernstein. A few questions, comments. So Fred began to address this. Lee Avenue, and apparently it's under study, but anyway. Lee Avenue, how many objectives does this road need to achieve, the street? The end of the street at Ocean is already in constant use from Whole Foods. It also has to serve as one of the primary access points to the development. I don't think this has been thought out. Moving the road toward near Reardon south to connect to Cloud Circle, not a good idea. There's already enough encroachment on college land, and this relocated road breaks up the little remnant that there is between the path and Reardon. Three, roughly what level of emergencies might be anticipated for the needs of the 2,000-plus packed-in residents? More if there's dormitories and things like that. Can those folks manage to survive with the frequently heavily backed up Frida Kahlo Way, which leads to number 4? Would the developers be willing to push for a return to at least 4 lanes again on Frida Kahlo Way? That might relieve a little, not everything. There's still too many people.
Giovanna, you're next.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Giovanna Guevara. I'm a 10 years plus resident of this neighborhood. I've spent all of my adult life here. Not all of us choose where we grow up, but as an adult, I've lived here. I lived on Flood Avenue in Ingleside. I currently live off Ridgewood. I lived in Plymouth in Ocean View. I know what the neighborhood was like before this building, before all the development on Ocean Avenue, and I'm excited for the future. I'm going to be here in 2079. I want you guys to think about the 60-year plan, not the 10-year plan, not the 20-year plan. The number one cause of greenhouse emissions is vehicle-driven. That's both for transporting goods and personal transportation. It's disingenuous to say people won't shift mode. They will shift mode because the way we're going is the way to environmental disaster. My generation is going to have to deal with that. And saying families need cars. Have you been on Muni? Have you seen mothers with children? Families need car. Have you seen the new electric bikes? They can house people. Not everyone has to shift their mode of transportation, but some people will. Asking for more parking spaces instead of housing is also disingenuous because your home has a garage. I don't ask you to provide me for a garage for my car. And so you should keep your vehicles in your garage, not on the street. It's a public street. So I'm asking you to think about the 50-year plan, the 60-year plan, the future that we need to go to, not because we want to, but because we have to. So please continue to focus on housing, not parking. The president of the Sunnyside Association, Martin, saying TNC is filling up our streets with traffic. That's true. So we should move to moving traffic, not storing cars. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And finally, we have Fred Mohan.
I'd like to preface this that I am a fan of building more housing, especially affordable housing, and I'm a big fan of public transit. It's just some stuff gets in the way. When you limit parking spaces in units, the use of ride sharing goes up, and we are experiencing in San Francisco all of these cars coming in from surrounding areas for people who need jobs who work for Uber and Lyft. There also don't seem to be regulations or company policies that it's not okay just to stop in the middle of the street to let people in and out of the Lyft. I think we need to factor in that there are going to be a lot more ride-shared vehicles coming into play. Ideally, the city would be doing things like undergrounding the K line, which would really make a huge difference on Ocean Avenue, running an underground under Geary Boulevard all the way out to the ocean, which would allow putting more development out on the west side of the city, which is really the least dense portion of the city, rather than constructing a hugely dense project here. And in talking about the long-term solution, I think those are the ways that we need to look. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I believe that's it. Do we need a motion to adjourn, or are we just going to adjourn? I think we'll just
adjourn. Motion.
Okay.
Second.
All right. I'm not even going to bother with the vote. I just want to extend that if anybody knows who lives on Melrose whose house burned down today, I don't know what to say, but I hope everybody was okay, if anybody could let us know how things turned out today. There was nobody home. That's good. It was pretty nasty, even right here. Okay, thank you.